Hello, this is Florian speaking.
Hi.
Hello, Andreas. Florian
Ah,
here.
hi, Florian.
I joined 5 seconds ago. Ah, several people have been there. But nobody said a word.
Alex told me that he will maybe to in the evening set up a postfix on the virtual machine 5.
Okay.
Hope so. Then you will get a link.
Yeah, it seems the mail system isn't working there yet, but that's possible.
Not so many items, though.
I think the main item is the approval of the certification program.
Okay, I read it.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Florian.
We're just talking about the agenda, and it's not that large for today, luckily. Sunny outside, so let's be quick. Oh,
Is not sunny.
okay.
Again,
Wonderful here.
a little bit raining, but not so much. At midday, it was pouring.
Hello, Italo. Hi.
Hi, Italo.
Hi, Italo. It's interesting. Since Andreas joined, I have a slight echo again. But anyway.
Hello, this is Thorsten.
Hi, Thorsten.
Hi.
Hi, Thorsten. Hi, Quinn.
Hi.
So who are we missing actually? Charles can't join and Olivier can't join. So
About John?
I haven't heard from him actually.
But also nothing about him.
Wait a minute or so, then let's see. But I think we can reach a quorum anyway if Andreas is representing either Olivier or Charles.
Olivier.
Whatever you prefer.
Charles had asked, but no response.
Think, Jesus, are you on the call? I remember mail that you wanted to join.
Yes, I am.
Ah, hi.
Hi.
Perfect. Another deputy. Then you can represent Charles.
Perfect.
No problem. Okay, so famous question, who's volunteering to take notes this time? Should roll a dice. Quellen, could you?
Take notes of them.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I know the catch is that I have to collect my kids at 5, so I'll be actually walking and talking at the same time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good point. who hasn't otherwise? I think Italo, when did he lost notes last time? Trying to distribute equally.
What's about the duties? I have them. You don't have them.
Jesus?
Okay. I'll take notes.
Thanks.
Fine.
Okay, so I guess we just start. So you're ready, Jesus?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so keeper of the minutes is you, session chair is me, a volunteer to do so. So who is in the call? We have Andreas, who is representing Olivier. We have Jesus, who is representing Charles. We have Michael, we have Quaylen, we have Thorsten, we have Italo, and myself. Did I miss anyone? I'm reading out again. Andreas, Jesus, Michael, Quaylen, Thorsten, Italo, and myself.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We have seven.
Oh. So we have seven people. Two people representing, chair and deputy are both in the call. We have even with deputies the full board, so we have a quorum. Invitation was correct. What's still missing is, but that's my fault, adding the minutes and decisions from the last call to the wiki. I simply had no time to check yet. Olivier wrote the minutes, but I'll try to send them this week. Okay, Italo, do you want to start with the certification?
I think that what is missing now is a vote from the BOD, and I've talked with a couple of people during the last few days. Let's say that I will report with more details later, but third parties, we need some time. So I think that we should make it clear, and I will make it more clear on the press release that we will start by certifying active members, and then we will start certifying third parties where there is no active members involved, because they might be interesting in term of relationship that they have, but I think that we must be careful with their attitude to free software in general, and to the foundation in specific. For instance, the Spanish company was extremely good relationship with Telefonica is called Santa Clara, and is based in Madrid. They don't have any free software culture, so they have to develop. So their main problem is that they don't have a free software culture. They are already working and supporting LibreOffice, because LibreOffice is implemented on top of Ulteo, on Telefonica infrastructure. But what they are missing is a real culture of free software. So we must be careful, because we cannot have people that has only understanding of proprietary software and being certified. Of course, they can be active, but I think that for certification we must be careful about having people that understand what free software is all about, that understand free software licenses, and so on. So there might be not a dangerous, but a slightly risky bias on certifying too early this kind of companies.
On but the other, Italo, to jump in here, I think that's something we probably better discuss on a private call when it comes to names, maybe.
Yes, yes. Although there are messages on the mailing list about that.
Okay. Then sorry. Just
so and.
If it's public anyway, no worries.
Yeah, no. And I've told clearly what I'm telling you. I've told clearly to the gentleman I've met the other evening, and I've met him in Milan because he's Italian, but he lives in Madrid, and there's no problem in mentioning that. LibreOffice on Telefonica is officially available on their marketplace, so that it's not something that is going to be available in the future. I think it could be interesting having that, because you can understand the reach of Telefonica, which is very interesting. Is the reach of Telefonica means all the Spanish-speaking countries in the world, which is quite a large market. But of course, we have to be careful. I just think that we have to be careful. It's not blocking anyone, but being careful, yes, because we must do things in the proper way. And I think the more, in a sense, the more transparent we are in our process, the better it is, because the process is extremely interesting for third parties. And I think, Jesus, you have had contacts with other third parties who are interested, and I think that there are others in Brazil. Even if Olivier is not in the call today, and I'm sure that there will be companies in other countries as well. But we have to be careful exactly on what certification means for us, which is recognizing competence of people in order to allow people to build services on top of LibreOffice and make the ecosystem grow. This is the objective. The objective is not to build a revenue stream for the Document Foundation, because it should be clear that if we build a revenue stream, this is going to be invested into developing the software and developing activities. It's not going to make any profit for anyone, because that there might be confusion on this specific point, because every other company with a certification program is making a profit out of the certification program. So we are the first foundation with a certification program, and we have to be careful for this. And this is the reason why I think that at Linux Tag, it would be useful to have a meeting with the people that are at Linux Tag. There will be quite a few, and maybe involving people that is not present at Linux Tag with a video conferencing or something like that, in order to have a discussion and announce a roadmap and the final details after Linux Tag. So a Linux Tag, I think it makes sense to have the first meeting of the certification committee. So if the BOD approves the membership of the certification committee and the tentative roadmap that I've circulated, then we are fine with launching the announcement next week and announcing the deployment of the program starting from June officially. While at Linux Tag, we will have the first meeting and approve the first certified members. So the first certified developers and the first certified, let's call the member third parties. For instance, I'm thinking about Olivier being certified, about Core being certified, probably life being certified and so on. People working at software third parties that are already providing services on top of LibreOffice, and people that we already trust and we have been working with for quite a long time. I think maybe, I don't know if Sophie is involved in Linagora at the moment, maybe Linagora could be another company, but I have to talk with Sophie about this. So I think that the only thing that we have to do today is to approve the text of the certification, which is the first step of a process. It's not the ending step, it's the first step of a process, because then we have, of course, to write what does it mean, or the requirements for certification, because this is not specifically described into the text, because basically I wrote most of that text, and I don't think it's correct that only one person drives the project. So I want the at least the other people of the certification committee to agree on the process going forward.
Okay, then I would propose if anyone has further questions or comments, raise them now. Otherwise, we just should have a vote. I think there has been lots of time to comment on the text and raise questions.
Florian, the only comment I have is that Carlo should be aware that all people in the committee are very active, because he wants not to be the only one who drives the process. Very important that all the people in the committee are very, very active, so that we can provide the world with our certification program.
Yeah, I think this can grow over time.
Of course, push everyone to be active.
Yeah, very important for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, if there are no further questions or comments, I propose we have a vote. Just so you know, in case the deputies don't know how to vote or would like to abstain, we can also reach a quorum without deputies' votes. I don't know if you have talked to the one you try to represent. But anyway, the vote is that we approve the certification program as Italo has outlined in the wiki. And I'm just calling you by name now. Andreas, representing Olivier.
I have no problem, and I think Olivier has also no problem with the certification program like this the description in the wiki for this. I vote with plus one.
Okay. Jesus, representing Charles.
I haven't talked with Charles, but I think he has no problem with that, so I'll vote yes.
Michael?
Plus one.
Quellen?
Yes, sure.
Thorsten?
Yes, happily approve, and thanks so much, Italo. Great work.
Italo?
Plus one, of course.
Yeah, just. And Florian, plus one, of course, as well. And thanks for your work, Italo. So this is approved.
We are at halfway, I think, but it was important to get to halfway.
Okay. So I guess we're done with this action item after it's been approved.
Can you ask Jesus how much votes he has, so that we have all the same? Seven, no?
Seven.
I have six. Wait.
Seven. Seven. Everyone in the call approved.
Have you asked, Callum?
No, Callum approved that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have Michael.
Ah.
It's
enough.
Very quickly.
It's enough if you write down the number of people who approved. There's no need to write down the names individually.
Okay, I wrote everything.
Okay, next point would be the capital stock investment. Just a question, are there Any news from in this case, Andreas, since Björn is not in the call, I guess. I think my latest status is that they sent an offer from an online bank, but the issue wasn't, Thorsten, correct me if I'm wrong, that we don't recommend that any single person can have a full warrant on the bank account, since it's a capital stock that we should not use, and therefore we wanted to look for a different option.
Maybe we should ask our home bank. Or Sparkasse. But
Volksbank.
Volksbank is
Volksbank. Yeah, I think so too. The risk is just if anyone spends by mistake or on purpose the capital stock, we have a serious problem. And I doubt we will transfer it that often. So a online banking access where everyone can transfer the full 50,000 euro out of the bank account is just too much of a risk, I guess. So Andreas, then I'll bring you in touch again with Volksbank, and you explain them what you need.
Yeah, I read with Björn together.
Okay.
Ask them if they have an such option for Festgeld. Because they explained also something different.
Yeah.
It's investments, but I think we will try to invest the capital on long term in another investment that is more environment friendly or something
like
that.
I think what's important is that at least for the moment we get the money just on a bank account, and it doesn't matter if we get 1.4 or 1.5, it really doesn't make a big difference. Short term having it at a Tagesgeld konto or something like that, and then mid to long term finding a better alternative, but at least now get the money out of the normal bank account to some other account, that would be great. And a small raise in the interest rate really doesn't help, because it's a few hundred euro, if at all, so no need to worry about that, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you will discuss with Björn, and if I shall bring in touch again with our home bank, let me know.
Yeah, we will manage that.
Okay. Great. Then just a short note from my side. Maybe you've spotted it already. We now have a date for the LibreOffice conference. The organizers asked us to not make public where it will be for the moment. The reason is simply that they want to communicate this internally first and don't have their employees get it from the press. But the date has been confirmed. We have reserved October 17th to 19th. For the public days, and for the internal day, we will find another venue. So it will either be on the 20th or on the 16th, but we basically can communicate that date right now. So that's fixed and people can finally book, and I think we will announce it on a broader scale next week or something like that.
Yeah, as soon as they will allow us to do the announcement, I think. Can release that.
Yeah, next week sounds good. I put it already in a German press release, since the conference happens in Germany, but let's make it known to the general audience next week. Okay, any questions on that for the moment? No, great.
No.
Is anyone from the membership committee in the call?
No, I don't think today.
So then we'll ping them independently. The problem is that the application form where you can apply for membership or renew your membership still points to our old bylaws, which are simply not valid anymore. And then until we have worked on the wiki page, we should at least point them to the statutes, because they much better reflect the way we are set up right now. I think the bylaws even foresee an executive director and certain things that are simply not in the statutes anymore. So it's simply wrong. But then I'll drop them an email. Okay. Actually, the last item is something Simon asked for. Did every one of you read Simon's proposal about the collaterals?
Yes, it seemed fairly obvious to me. Are there anyone against it?
No.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I mean, for me, it's okay.
Yeah, sure. So, I guess no need for direct vote, just that we support his idea. And that's it.
Yep.
Any vetoes to that?
If he wants a vote on it, should we give him the vote on it? Or
did he ask for one?
I can't remember. Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then let's do a vote. Let's do it quickly. Okay, so voting on Simon's collateral proposal. Andreas representing Olivier?
I don't know at the moment, but okay. But I stay away from voting.
Okay, you abstain from voting. Okay.
Okay.
Jesus for Charles?
I vote yes.
Okay. Michael?
Yes.
Quaylen?
Yeah, sure.
Thorsten?
Yes, please.
Italo?
Yes.
And plus one from Florian, that makes 6 approvals, 1 abstaining, approved.
Okay.
Anything else? Otherwise, I guess we're done at least for the public part of the call.
You have 0.6 open tasks. Huh?
I already collected the most important ones.
Okay.
So, guess nothing really need to talk about for the moment. Unless, of course, someone has questions to specific items. Okay, do we need a private call?
Yeah.
Oh, it's always fun to have one.
Okay. Okay, good
more
point.
More conference calls each week. That's what we need. So, right,
yeah.
See you in a sec over there. Bye.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Okay,
bye.
So here in the private room then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.